Hello, and welcome to our Control Components and Systems Engineering podcast series presented by Siemens Industry Automation. The positive response to our exhibition at this year's Hannover Messe in April 2012 proved once again our portfolio puts us in a winning position. The excellent discussions relating to energy efficiency showed the importance that energy efficiency now has for our daily business. For the first time, we presented our C+ brand with its own fair panel. Using painting as an example from the automotive industry, we showcased our varied and specialized solutions, as well as the range of applications for C+ products. The wide-ranging links between our products and the specific applications were depicted live on the panel, using a paint shop as an example. Photovoltaic energy is on the way to becoming an important part of the future global energy mix. Our Synvert portfolio shows the strong position we have in inverters in this industry. Our high efficiency levels of up to 89.5% across all bandwidths and our comprehensive service portfolio in particular provided much food for thought. The topic of planning efficiency drew a very positive response. With its tools and portals, it proved to be the right solution for process optimization in the planning and configuration of control cabinets. The main attraction was the control cabinet, which not only incorporates our comprehensive Sirius product range, but also the control cabinet products of the other Siemens business units. Here it could be seen how much time and planning costs, up to 80%, can really be saved with control cabinet engineering. Another highlight is the Industry Online Support app. It enables data to be accessed even when traveling, via iPad, iPhone, or Android smartphone or tablet PC. With its innovative, comprehensive, and free online support, planning efficiency sets a new standard for cost effectiveness. We hope you'll be able to make substantial time savings with planning efficiency and wish you every success in using our products and, above all, a lot of exciting information. In this podcast, we will be giving you the answers to the four most important topics in May. First of all, Sirius Motor Starters, delivery release for the new software service pack. The new software service pack 1 is now available for download. The software enables an existing PCS7 Sirius Motor Starter installation to be upgraded to version 7.0 plus service pack 1 and version 7.1 plus service pack 1. This means simple and convenient integration in the process control system. Secondly, top performance for the power plant market segment. The Synvert PVS600 series has been expanded with two new output levels. Up to 2340 kVA and up to 2520 kVA. The output of the Synvert PVS585 has been increased by 17% and the Synvert PVS630 has been optimized by 5%. You get maximum efficiency with the best adaptability. The new output levels represent an optimum balance between maximum output and a broad maximum PowerPoint window. You benefit from greater output and increased efficiency with highest yields. Thirdly, a look at innovative control cabinet design by Video Trailer. The new video, Innovative Control Cabinet Design with I/O Link, very clearly illustrates the different options for innovative control cabinet design. Learn more about new monitoring relays with I/O Link and the I/O Link capable RFID readers. Simply click on www.siemens.com/io-link and let the performance persuade you. Last but not least, configuration on the double. A new film in YouTube shows how you can use CAD, CAE data to configure even more efficiently and save up to 80% time. Visit the page at www.youtube.com. Search for Efficient Configuration. For more information about industrial controls, visit our website at www.siemens.com/Sirius. You can find information about C-Plus products at www.siemens.com/C-Plus and www.siemens.com/Zinvert gives you information about our photovoltaic inverters. Thank you for taking an interest. We're glad to have been able to present you May's highlights in this podcast. Thank you for listening.